Yeah, I wasn't able to catch a lot of your transmission there. I caught the grass on the golf course, so I don't know what happened there, if you weren't making it or if something else, but yeah, try it again there for me.
Yeah, okay, I think my speaker mic's acting up. Is this working any better?
Yes, sir, yes, I got you now.
Yeah, I'm running an old HT Kenwood TH-F6A, and the speaker mic I've got is one of the little ones, so it's got a really short cord, so I must have been pulling it out of the jack, so I'll put the radio on my lap for now. So anyway, yeah, I was just talking about all the water problems my son's having with his basement and with all this freezing and thawing and everything like that. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I hear that. We had some problems when it was below zero at my house from freezing. I didn't have water problems. I had freezing problems, freezing water problems. So it wasn't a supply. It was actually an output. My dad had some output lines from the barn freezing up. The frost went real deep where there was limited snow, which I live in Clare County, so the snow was not near as deep. So the frost went real deep, and so yeah. But they're experiencing some flooding issues south of me where I live, and yeah, I looked at the Pigeon River. She was bubbling over yesterday, so, and it just continues on to get more and more, but it's almost there where it'll be dry again, so we just got a little while longer, it'll be all gone, hopefully. So. That's the wonderful perks of living in the northern climate. KQIS, we are just coming up to Vanderbilt, so, and I've been helping coach softball, so I got to make it back tonight by 6 to help do that. My daughter's team, they're 10 years old, and so it's fun, real fun. I'm looking forward to that. We had nice weather yesterday. Looks like we're going to have nice weather today, too, tonight for that. Hopefully it doesn't rain.